Corinthians 7 and 17. When you're there, please say amen. 1 Corinthians 7 and 17. The word of the Lord says, "But as God hath distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called every one, so let him walk. And so ordain I in all churches." Skip down to verse 20. "Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called." Yeah. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word of truth. I pray, Lord, that your spirit would move through this house. God, move through each and every heart and every mind. God, let that word be settled tonight.
Yes.
God, we give you the glory for it and the praise for it. In Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Amen.
I pray that everyone's going to help the preacher preach tonight. Amen?
Amen?
I'm not alone. I might be sitting up here alone, but you're here.
Yeah.
We're here to have church. We're here to hear from God. We're not here to hear from Jason Griffin. Amen?
Amen?
I got nothing to say, so let's go ahead and pass that up. Let's get into the Word of God.
Yes,
the Word of God says this. What I'm going to preach tonight is, I can, I can't, I will.
Uh-huh.
I can't, I will.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. At any time that you're going to walk with the Lord, you're going to walk in these paths.
Yes.
These are training grounds. As you know, a training ground is, there's a time to be trained. As if you're an athlete, you're going to be training in the gym, or you're going to run track, or you're going to swim laps, or you're going to do whatever it takes.
Yes.
But each one of these are places that we deal with as believers in Christ.
Uh-huh.
The Word tells us in 2 Timothy 3 and 16 that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God,
yes,
and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Uh-huh.
That being said, Proverbs 18 and 21, very well known verse, that death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Right.
And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Uh-huh.
But right above that tells us how to be satisfied with that. Interesting enough, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall be filled.
Uh-huh.
What are we saying? What are we doing? Where are we going? Where am I going with this? We're going to get there.
Come on.
I can, I can't, and I will.
Yeah.
Now, I know what it sounds like.
Yeah.
That doesn't really make sense, does it?
Yeah.
But it will in just a moment.
Yeah.
That means that it's important of what we're saying. What do you say? What do you say every day in your own life? What comes out of your mouth? How about Monday mornings?
Uh-huh.
Everybody loves Monday mornings, amen?
Yeah. Amen.
What comes out? Now, I'm not scolding us about what we're doing when we're driving down the road or anything else. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about what is coming from your spirit. What is coming from here. The thing that God is looking for out of each and all of us is obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing catches God by surprise. Amen?
Right.
He doesn't start something without already knowing the end. And what he is trying to take us all to is that place of being able to say and do the I will. But most of us, the time, we start out with our own words that sound a lot like this: I can.
Uh-huh.
You ever been there?
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah.
Every time we say I can, we decide we want to put God in a box. Let's put him on the shelf for just a moment.
Yeah.
Because every time I say that I can, that means that I don't need you.
Yeah. Yes. Come on, Brother Jason.
One of the most difficult things for me in all my life is asking for help. I'll hurt my back. I'll walk around like this before I'm going to ask you. And gentlemen, thank you for helping me move. Praise the Lord for that. Because I still walk like this. But nevertheless, thank God for help.
Yeah.
As I grow older, I notice everyone else is the same way. We get wiser, thank the Lord.
Amazing.
And we ask for help.
Yeah.
When we need help, we should ask for help. But the Lord is always there. He's always looking for us to ask for help.
Right.
He never intended us to just be here and say, hey, have your way.
Yeah.
If you study any of the other gods, so-called gods in the world, you will see that they're always like you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Like Greek mythology.
Yeah.
Someone actually believed these things.
Uh-huh.
that you're kind of a mistake and that you're on your own. But that's not what our God is and who He is. He's the all creator and He loves you more than you love yourself. So therefore, He didn't leave us to our own devices, thank the Lord. He left us to His will. So let's talk about I can. When you look at the life of Moses, we see a man saved by the hand of God for a purpose. Uh-huh. He was raised by the daughter of Pharaoh, even to be in the line of the kingdom. Exodus 2 and 11, Moses went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens. He spied an Egyptian, smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. Moses became angry, and he looked around to make sure no one was looking, and he killed that Egyptian.
Uh-huh.
He killed it.
Yeah.
Well, so I was the bad guy, right? Hmm. Here's the problem. That was his I can. I can fix this my way. He didn't ever consult God. He decided to do it his way.
Good.
I can do it my way.
Yeah.
As we know, as we go forward, how that works out. Again, we think, okay, how is this going to work out for him? But the one said, He who made you the prince and judge over us, one of these two slaves, the Egyptian slaves, said, Who made you over us?
Yeah.
The very next day, one of his very own people, said, Who made you the judge over? They were striving together, they were fighting together, each other, and he was going to go fix that problem. And they said, What, are you going to kill me too?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, the truth's out. Okay, yeah. My can isn't working.
Uh-huh.
My I can didn't work. My I can didn't go anywhere, but someone's dead.
Yeah.
I'm going somewhere with this.
Yeah,
just
on.
Hang on for just a minute.
Come on.
I can do it the way I think is best will usually get you into trouble. First Chronicles 13 says, We see King David moving the Ark of the Covenant. Uzzah dies. David's I can my own way.
Uh-huh.
David decided he wanted to move the Ark, the presence of the Lord, his own way, and a man dies.
Mm-hmm.
That was his way, because he never decided how holy God is and how it should be moved. He decided he wanted to do it his way.
Right.
In John, 1 John 18 and 10, Peter drew his sword, cutting off the ear of Malchus to stop the Roman soldiers from taking Jesus, then ultimately denying Jesus three times before the rooster crowed. Peter's I can save Jesus. Sarah, Abram's wife, gave Hagar, her maid, to Abram to wife, so that she would have a child. Sarah's I can have a child through another. The prodigal son thought he could just have his inheritance, that he would be a great man, have many friends, but we found him in a pig pen.
Uh-huh.
His I can be a great man in the eyes of my friends. Samson lost the anointing of God, which gave him great strength, not realizing when he had lost it, he became bound and blind. It was Samson's, I can always do what I need to. Anybody here?
Come on.
Is that where you are?
Come on.
I can always do what I need to. I can just shake it off. I can just move forward. I can just do what I need to do.
Yeah.
I can look like I got it all together.
Uh-huh.
But inside, I'm falling apart.
Yeah.
It's my I can.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I can do it my own way.
Yes, sir.
Aaron made a golden calf because he listened to the people instead of God. It was Aaron's, I can make the people follow me. It was Saul's, I can, that took the kingdom of God away from him because he didn't listen to God.
Right.
So the whole kingdom of his lineage was taken out.
Right. Yes.
Because of Saul's, I can.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So when we talk about our can, we as people, especially Americans, we, as a country of the proud and the free and the brave, we've been taught this since we were little children in school, back when they actually did do the Pledge of Allegiance. Amen?
Yeah.
Proud.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things instilled into us, but what we're proud for is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's whom we are to be proud of because of whom we are.
Yeah.
We're His, not our own.
Good. Good.
Simon Magnus thought he could buy the Holy Ghost anointing and receive nothing. It was his I can look anointed and powerful.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Yeah. I can look anointed and powerful by just coming in and looking like I'm anointed and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Simon thought he could buy this, but he didn't ever want to give the work of God kneeling in an altar to be filled with the Holy Ghost the way it's supposed to be. It was never supposed to be something that you could buy.
Right.
It's not something that you work for. It's something you submit to.
Right. Good.
That's amen? Good.
Yes.
It's something that we seek. It's a free gift from God, which that's a double negative. Let's say that. It's a gift from God. You don't have to work for it. If you're saved, you are able. But he decided he wanted to buy it because he saw the great things that God did through them by the Holy Ghost. This is how his I can, if I can get that out.
Yeah.
Through each one of these I cans, we see the same recurring role is self. Self. Self is something that's so hard to push back in the flesh.
True.
Because whenever we get onto our own devices, we find out who we are when we are alone. When nobody's looking, you find out who you are. What you watch, what you look at, what you listen to, what you do is who you are really.
Right.
You're not hiding anything from anyone.
Mm-hmm.
God sees all.
Right.
And those filled with the Holy Ghost do too.
Yeah.
It's the same God.
Yes, sir.
We can see over and over people saying, I can do it myself without God. I don't need to seek God's will. I have my own will. Do you see that in the world right now?
Yeah.
The own agenda of our world and our United States going down the drain because of their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And it is easy to point fingers at people who chose the wrong way, but we fight the same battle with pride and self today as they fought.
Uh-huh.
Oftentimes we fight that battle not reverencing the presence of God like David and Samson did, or not listening and believing like Sarah and Aaron did. We fight and being impatient like Saul when we get in those times when God is holding us on those training grounds to what we should be.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes, sir. Amen.
We get impatient. Anybody else impatient in here? Yeah? All of us?
Yeah.
I'll raise my hand for everybody.
Yeah.
We have our moments
of
do we want to be patient for this? Do we want to wait on the Lord? There's a purpose in the wait.
Uh-huh.
As I preached last week, the hope. Hope in itself is waiting.
Uh-huh. Right.
So if you're impatient, then you're never going to believe in hope. Amen?
Yeah.
You're never going to have that hope if you don't decide you're going to wait on the Lord, the one that actually can do something about the situation.
Yeah.
Whom he can do, and he can do all things. We fight each and every time to be impatient. Every time it comes to me and I look at this and I feel that impatience come to me, I have to fall to my knees and pray, Lord, help me. Because I don't want to wait. But he says, wait upon the Lord and I'll renew your strength.
Right.
You will mount up as wings of eagles.
Uh-huh. Come on.
I can't do that on my own. So therefore, I must trust in him, the one that can make it happen. Or perhaps we fall into the trap of trying to buy the anointing with the works of the flesh. Come on.
Yes, sir.
The works of the flesh are never going to get you anointed by the Holy Ghost.
No.
You're never going to get filled by the Holy Ghost by works of the flesh.
That's right.
There's plenty of religions out there will say that works will get you to heaven, but it will never get you to heaven. It's only by grace and grace alone.
That's right.
But the truth is, works will not get you filled with the Holy Spirit, the living God, like Simon Magus was trying to do. He wanted to buy it. Well, the works is the same way.
Uh-huh.
You can't be holy enough to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You'll never make it.
Yes, sir.
Whatever the reason, the I can will bring discouragement and defeat. I remember years ago that I was being voted on as a deacon. There was two of us gentlemen, myself and a friend of mine. We were both being voted on in a church years ago, being a deacon. I said, yeah, that'll work. I know how to do business and so forth. You know, all those thoughts in your own mind of what a good deacon would be. Because when I was a kid, my dad was a deacon. My mom was a secretary of the church. You know how that works. You've been in the church all your life. It's like, well, it just makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just makes sense. I should go ahead and do what my folks did. It'll work out.
Come on, Brother Chase.
But I needed Christ to show me the way. I found out when I walked into those board meetings and the weight of the enemy would try to put on us, because leaders of the church have a spiritual weight. The men of God that serve on this board of this church, the pastors of this church, those will carry the weight of the church.
Yeah.
I found out that it was more prayer and more time needed with God and not myself. It was never anything that I could do in myself. All the business knowledge I had, which is good in a little bit of board meeting when we talk business, but it never had anything to deal with in the altar.
Right.
It never made a difference whenever someone needed something, someone was crying, that I need God to touch me. I need someone to save my loved ones. I need someone to pray with them. Someone stand with me.
Yeah.
Someone to be there with me when I needed someone to lean on to.
Yes, sir.
That's when I had to go to God, because I didn't have the answers. I didn't have the answers of that. These men of God that serve on the board, I appreciate those that have served in the past, those that are serving now. Because ministry is not always easy, and typically is never easy. Not by what I've seen. But it's rewarding, because God's the reward of my faith. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Those training grounds that God takes you on will usually expose that place in you that thinks that you can fulfill what only God can do.
Right.
Did you hear me? It exposes it.
Uh-huh.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Your I can isn't going to bring you to a place of life.
Right.
Paul said, let every man stand in the calling where he was called. Let him abide in that calling. He was encouraging everyone to live out their calling.
Uh-huh.
Those words, to stand and to abide, says to me that it is possible not to stand and not to abide. If I don't abide in Christ and he's the true vine, how could I ever get the nourishment that I need?
Yes.
That's the perfect and pure picture is in all the Bible, and all the knowledge of everything divine.
Yes.
Because it's always connected. The cross is there and he is there, but the vine, you have to be connected, because you get your nourishment from there. You're a branch and he's the vine. There's no other perfect way. Everything that we see in the life, it must be through him. So if I am going to do anything for Christ, it will have to be through him. It can't be through me, because all I can do is flesh.
Yeah.
If you think you can do more, I sadly say that you're mistaken. Because only through him can we do something that has eternal significance. Every religion in the world will show you something, but has no eternal significance except Christ.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Right.
You're not getting into heaven without Christ.
Christ alone.
There is no other way but him.
Yes.
You have to choose to stand. You have to choose to abide. You, if you go after it with your I can, it will never last. Your I can't carry you to that place of God's anointing. It never will. And neither will your I can't. Which brings me to my second point. I can't. I'm thankful for God's patience. I'm thankful for his patience with me. I'm thankful for what he has done in my life. Aren't you thankful that he's not like you and me?
Yeah, for sure.
We get tired about 2 o'clock. About nap time, after lunch. God's not like that. He's waiting for us. He's going to complete the good work he started in each and every one of us. Amen? In Judges 6, we find Gideon in a defeated state. He was threshing grain in the wine press at night so he wouldn't be seen. The angel of the Lord came to him and said, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." And he went on to tell him, "Go in this might, thou shalt save Israel." You can just see Gideon right there when he said, "Mighty man of valor." He probably just chuckled. He's like, you ever do that? You ever do that when God says, "Hey, I want you to go pray for that sister over there. I want you to lay hands and pray the prayer of faith that that man will be healed." How about you? How about you or me? Would he not say the same to you? He's no respecter of persons.
That's right.
So therefore, if he asked Gideon that you're going to be a great man of valor, how about you or me? Is he not the same yesterday, today, and forever? Yes. So therefore, would he not call upon his men and women of God to do the same as they've done in the past?
Right.
You may not go to battle in a way of a sword and a shield, but you will put on the spiritual armor of God, and you will go to battle with those principalities, power of the air, that are each and every place around you. It's going to be in your workplace. It's going to be in Walmart. It's going to be everywhere you go. You are going to have a spiritual battle. You will fight those things from the past, but you also fight those things around you.
Uh-huh.
Gideon had a lot of questions right about then. How can I say to Israel, I am poor and I am the least in my father's house? His I can't just showed up. And he could have stopped right there. I've got to ask you, are that your stopping point? Are you stopping right there? Is that a place that you decide to stop? I'm the least of these. I can't do that. Sister so-and-so can pray for people a lot better than I can. Brother so-and-so can do it better than I can. Let them teach that class. So-and-so can do it so much better than me. I'm the least of these. I don't even know how to read good. I can't say it good. I can't talk good. I don't want to be in front of people. Hello?
Yeah.
I see some smiles in the house. That means that's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
But if God called you to it, he will take you through it. Now, here's how it's going to work. It ain't going to be easy.
Yeah.
Because
with God.
How do you prove that you love Christ?
Yeah. It
starts with trust. There's no love without trust. That spouse sitting beside you, if you have one, there's no love without trust. Amen?
That's right.
Come on.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You want to prove to Christ you love him. He's going to take you through a training ground. It's going to start with trusting me. It don't have to look the way you want it to look like. And it's not going to, I promise you right now. It doesn't look like I thought it was going to look like. For years, I operated multi-unit restaurants. For years, I thought, I'm going to own these restaurants. For years, I was promised this plan. For years, I thought it was going to work out. For years, I thought, God, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be able to bless the church. Look how great things I can do for the church. Here I am.
Yeah.
Out of obedience.
Yes, sir.
Not my will, but thy will. Don't get me wrong. I'm not looking back and saying, hey, I wish I could have done that, but God wanted me to do here, so I'm going to be obedient. Uh-uh. No, he has blessed me far beyond what I could ever imagine. The spiritual things that are eternal are far beyond what I can see with my finite mind. These things, these fleshly eyes will only see what's around me, but the eyes of my heart will see the things of the Lord, the eternal salvation of those that are around, those that I could reach for Christ.
Yeah.
I can never reach.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Brother Business.
Yes.
So when you think about I can't, it's not about you.
Right.
If
not about you.
You're a living sacrifice. This is a reasonable service unto him. It's him living through you. It's not your life anymore anyway. I come to that realization that I decided it's not me living. He has blessed me so abundantly, I owe him everything.
Exactly.
It's not, if I'm going to live here for whatever year, 70 plus 10, what the Bible says, 3 score and 20, maybe 80. Yeah? So, life is a vapor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a part of time. And we're not promised tomorrow. So what am I doing today for the kingdom of God?
Yeah, that's good.
But then God said to Gideon, surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. That same night, the Lord told Gideon to take his father's bullocks, pull down the altars of Baal, and cut down the groves that his father had. His very dad worshipped Baal. Then he was to take and build an altar to the Lord and take the bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with wood from the grove he had just cut down. So Gideon took 10 men with him and did what God had commanded him. This was no small matter. He had to do it all in one night. But later you find Gideon, the mighty man of valor, saying to God, if you truly call me and want to use me to free Israel, answer my pleas 3 times. That was Gideon's I can again. You've been there? God's used you. But when besides, he's going to move you up a place. I'm going to move you in from glory to glory. Amen?
Yeah.
Glory to glory. I'm going to move you to another place in me. I'm going to build your trust in me. There's a purpose in the training.
Uh-huh.
Here's what we say. God, is that you? Surely it could be. Did I hear you right? There must be a bad
match. Yeah.
It's a lot of static on the line, God. I don't think I heard you quite right. I must need to tune my ear just a little bit more.
Yeah.
We tend to like to say things like that whenever God's deciding to move in our lives.
Right.
Because it starts with uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. It's true.
Should you be comfortable doing things for the Almighty God that's all-knowing,
mm-hmm,
that created you? Would you feel comfortable? Should it be something that we're comfortable with, or should it be something that's just a trust? Gideon said, you just use me to do something for your kingdom, but it was dark and nobody knew. Now you couldn't possibly be asking me to step out and, how about you fill in the blank? You couldn't possibly, God, you couldn't possibly ask me to go speak to my school about Christ whenever they said that I have an opportunity to share my faith.
Mm-hmm.
God, you couldn't possibly say, hey, set up a tent outside in a field and preach. You couldn't possibly say, stand at the corner, Mount Olive, that's the only word I can think of right now, street, and hold a sign up and say, Jesus loves you. Now, he couldn't possibly ask me to do that. Because God knows who I am. I'm not that guy. I'm not that gal. That's not me, God. That couldn't be me. I couldn't knock on doors and go talk to people about Christ. I can't talk. I just stutter all the time. God, I don't even know enough about it. You know Jesus, you know enough. If you're saved, you know enough.
Uh-huh.
If God would use anyone, he'd use Gideon. He was in the dark, threshing, hiding from the enemy, scared. How about you? Whenever God asks you, we spend time kind of like, okay, I'm going to go hide in the dark somewhere. Maybe God will just forget me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. The dangers of I can't is defeated attitude, self-pity, anger, jealousy, all the things that will destroy our walk with God. Giving no room for growing in the Lord, you can't grow if you're full of yourself.
That's right. Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
You can't grow if you're full of you.
Yeah.
If all that's there is you, then he has no place to occupy.
Right. Good. Yes.
One day, months ago, I was driving along and God spoke to me. And I saw this coyote, not to be protest, but this coyote was hit. It was on the road. I drove by that coyote probably at least twice a day for the next few days. Drive back home from church and so forth. And each time I drove by, it was pecked a little bit more and pulled away. Pulled closer to the edge. Edge of the road until a few days later, it was gone.
Yeah, listen.
As each day passed, it started to fade away, being drug off the road piece by piece. I can't is like a poison to you. It will hit you on the road, and if you let it, it will take away your victory piece by piece.
That's
slowly
good.
Pull
yes,
you away from the calling of God.
Yes,
did you hear me?
Yeah.
Piece by piece, it will pull you away from the calling of God.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Piece by piece.
Piece by piece.
Piece by piece.
Yeah.
Until you're drug off. we lost the way. God helps us to not grow weary with seeking you with our whole heart, not part of our heart, not withholding something from God. When we go to God in prayer, we're to give Him everything. Is He not giving you everything? Do you want to know what your purpose is in life? Do you want to know? I got it right here. The purpose of life, John 3:16.
Right. Yeah.
Come on. You got a question about that? You have a purpose in life. That's it right there.
Yeah.
That's your calling. He called that none should perish.
Yeah.
None should perish. What does that say to you and me? That we should reach out to those that are perishing in sin, that we'll see a real devil's hell. That's your purpose. It's not to have a bigger house, have a nicer car, or make more money. Not even make more friends. Our purpose in here, as our vapor of life shows us, is that we have an infinite God that has given us everything He can give, and that's Jesus Christ. The only one that became sin at Old Rugged Cross, bled His blood for you and I, and we would keep that secret from the world.
Yeah.
Every one of you walk into the mansion, feel like the sign says, above the doors. Every time you walk out here, do you take that to heart? Because that was one of the best things that I liked when I come to Siloam Springs, was when I looked at that, that's the mission field.
Yeah.
When I walked out those doors, every time, I love seeing that, because that's so very true, and it's a reminder to us that this is our purpose. Yes. It's not a purpose that I'm going to make it through each and every day.
Right.
It's not about having a nice thing and not to sin. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there's a purpose.
There's a purpose.
Our purpose in life is that those around us will not perish because they were not told the truth. Why do we have missionaries? Why do we support people all around the world? Because it's so much easier to support them somewhere else. Here, I'll just give them some money.
Come on. Yeah.
I was there at one time. I'll just give them some money. I didn't worry about praying for them. I thought I'd just go ahead and give them some money. That'll bless them. That'll give them what they need to do so they can hear the gospel. But my purpose was to see that none should perish, just like theirs was. It's a team thing.
Yeah.
It's the body of Christ. We're all together. It's not just one-on-one. There's a purpose that everyone would fulfill their calling, whether it be hells. That's a place that's really empty in the church a lot of times. Gift of hells.
Right.
Amen. Right, Pastor?
Yeah. True. Yes, sir.
How about the prayer warriors? It's quiet.
Come on.
No crickets in the room, I hope.
We're listening.
Come on. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Who's that? That's you and me.
Yeah.
That we may prove, that I may prove the perfect will of God.
Yeah.
What's acceptable? What is righteousness? Uh-huh. If I'm called by His name, then I'm called to be holy. That's not a dress code.
Yeah.
It's not close on religion. Amen.
Come on.
Modesty's right, yes. But I'm talking about Christ and holiness, not taking it out of context.
Yes.
Take it as what it truly is, what the Bible says that it is. God has a plan and a purpose for each life, and by His mercy, He continues to work with each of us to achieve it.
Uh-huh.
He takes us through training grounds because He wants us to be a willing vessel. 3, I will.
I will.
All the place everybody's been looking for.
Yeah.
Hopefully get to the end of this. This is getting rough. Stepping on my toes. That's Melissa's preaching, amen? We know that the Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice.
Right.
You read that, right?
Yes.
I'm going to promise you this. You will sacrifice to be obedient. You will sacrifice time. You will sacrifice monies.
Uh-huh.
You will sacrifice things. You will sacrifice what you want to do. What your will is will be sacrificed to be obedient. Because He calls you to. Mm-hmm. Your life is not your own.
Right.
Does that mean you're going to have a miserable life? Absolutely not. It'll be the most fulfilling life you could ever imagine.
Yes, sir.
Because only in Him we're fulfilled. You've ever seen a drug addict? Mm-hmm. More and more and more and more and more. Until ultimately, they take their life, as we heard about a young man, 33 years old, last weekend, overdosed. Because he's looking for more. But yet the answer was Christ.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking for the void to be filled in their hearts. But there's only one that can fill it. Yeah. So you can fulfill the calling of God. Even that person that was high on drugs has a calling by God.
Yeah.
And if they would just revert back to God, or just hear it for the first time,
right,
by somebody that's bold enough and full enough of the Holy Ghost to go up to them and say, "Hey, there's a better way. Hey, there's a God that loves you. There's something that you can have that you don't have. There's a peace that you can lay down in your head every night and you can go to sleep. You can have something so much better than what you've had."
Yeah.
But it's through Him and Him alone. Abraham left his people and went where God sent him, being called the father of faith. It was his will to be obedient.
Yes.
Peter was one of the 120 in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. He was filled with the Spirit. It was Peter that stood and lifted his voice and told the men of Judea that this is what was spoken about by the prophet Joel. Uh-huh. Then Peter preached to Christ, and 3,000 were added to the church that day. It was his, "I will preach Christ." David sacrificed and danced before the Lord, shouting all the way to the tabernacle of the Lord, bringing the ark back. He continued to offer burnt sacrifices and peace offerings to the Lord. It was his, "I will worship the Lord the right way." Mm-hmm. Samson, blind and the physical bound by his enemy, he called out to the Lord, "Remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me." The Lord strengthened him, and he destroyed more in that one day than he did all the rest of his life.
Yes, yes.
The Lord strengthened him, and he destroyed them all. It was his, "I will do what you call me to do in obedience." Sarah gave birth to Isaac, affirming the promise of God. It was her, "I will believe in what you told me." The prodigal son came to himself, went home to his father's house, and became a son again. It was his, "I will come home to my father's house."
Yeah.
Philippians 2:8, "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." It was Jesus, "I will, not my will, but thy will."
Yes, amen.
The thing about Christ is that he shows you how to do it all.
He's our example, yeah.
He is our example. And if you've got a question of what the Bible's about, from Genesis to Revelation, it's Christ.
Yeah.
Christ alone. Because the Word became flesh and dwelt among them. It's everlasting to everlasting, without question. At the end of the book, it tells you not to add or take away from that book. So as Christ is our teacher, and everything when you read the Word of God, it's for your and my learning.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, as I'm a living sacrifice unto Him, then therefore He must be asking something from me. Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me."
Right.
We like to say that so many times, don't we?
Yes.
That's the verse of the day, amen?
Yeah.
What does that mean to you? "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me."
All things.
All things. So therefore, if I'm afraid to speak in front of people, then He will put words in my mouth to speak in boldness of the Spirit, not in myself. Because my flesh, there's profit nothing. But in the Spirit, all things are possible. Because He is in me.
Yeah.
He wants our will and obedience. Where do you see yourself in this train?
Uh-huh.
Where do you see yourself? I'm done. Y'all may stand. Brother Chris, if you please. I'm going to wrap it up. Where do you see yourself in this training ground? Are you an I can do it? Or maybe I can't. You could possibly ask me. I'm the least of these. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. That's your comfort verse right now. Yours and mine. He's faithful to complete the good work. If he started a good work, he's faithful to complete it.
Yes, he is.
That means as long as you're trying, that's good enough for him. So he never expected you to do it on your own. It wasn't me alone.
Jeez.
1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Luke 9:23, and he said to them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Our call. What is yours? Do you fulfill your calling? It's a very difficult thing. It's a scary thing to fulfill what the true calling of God is in your life when you first decide. The butterflies come. You concern yourself. What am I going to do, God? How am I going to do it, God? He just wants a relationship with you. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. Relationship with you.